Grayson Schaefer. Wondering if Schaefer will play tomorrow, whether he does or not, we'll have to wait and see. But this will be his 43rd game here tonight. He's a .224 hitter entering the contest. Four homers, three of them here at Witter. He's driven in 29 runs in his 147 at-bats. The 2-2 here from the right-hander to Koeman out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. Schaefer down on strikes, two retired the side. They're after a scratch, one across, an RBI ground out from Aiden Teal. Onati and Teal out of the 1-2 spots, generating a run for the Rafters in the home half. We head to the second inning. Bryson Moore to the hill to face the 7-8-9 spots in the lacrosse order right here on 97.5 FM 1320 AM. WFHR locally, Roan Radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
7-8-9 spots due up for lacrosse here in the top of the second inning from historic Witter Field. Loggers Rafters on this beautiful Saturday night. Andy Yockum rejoining you here in the Witterfield Press Box on your one-stop shop for all Raptor games this summer, WFHR. First pitch from Bryson Moore of this inning to Sebastian David. This is downstairs for ball one. Two runs on a hit and an error for the Loggers. One run on no hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 from Moore. This is outside of the Stanford Cardinal. Count now two balls and no strikes. Looking at David, did not appear in a game as a freshman at Stanford, a 2023 graduate of Lakeside High School in Seattle, Washington. The 2-0 delivery misses low and outside for ball three. The big knock for lacrosse an inning ago was an RBI double from Luke Anderson out of the cleanup spot. That got the scoring started for the visitors this evening. David's playing in his 16th game with the Loggers. 133 average, 6 for his first 45. It appears a pitch clock violation for Moore will put David on first. So a walk issued to the third baseman, JT Kelnick, younger brother of Jared Kelnick from Grand Canyon in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will step into the right-handed batter's box. Kelnick's had a rough summer, to say the least. A .088 hitter, 6 hits and 68 at-bats, swinging away on the first pitch, and he drops a bloop single into left field. How about that? Reverse broadcaster's jinx. JT Kelnick, his seventh hit of the season, now playing in 25 games, puts runners on first and second with nobody away for the Loggers here in the second. Out of the ninth spot today is Elijah Ekes from the University of Hawaii. He's playing in his 36th game with the Loggers and is a .228 hitter. Ekes, prior to his 2024 freshman season at Hawaii, was an honorable mention in the All-Big West. One of two players to start in all 53 games for his college team as the first pitch to the right-handed hitting shortstop hit in the air, foul territory, first base side. Grayson Schaefer will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Top of the order we go. It's EK's college teammate, Matt Mura. Mura reached on an error from the shortstop, Trotter Boston, an inning ago. Mura, another honorable all-mention. The All-Big West starting in all 53 games, so he would be the other of the two Rainbow Warriors that played in all 53 of their games this season. Mura hit 303 with a homer, finishing second on the team with 41 runs driven in. Led the team with 40 walks, went 15 for 22 in stolen bases. So some good speed in the box and on the pads right now. Moore once again working with a couple of runners on. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Mura on the outside corner is called a strike. Mura was first on his team this past spring with 49 runs scored while adding 10 doubles. Also had a team-high 4 triples. Did not commit an error as well. Was the center fielder for Hawaii this past spring. 0-1 the count. Moore set third base side of the rubber. On second is David Kelnick on first. This one misses the zone. Count evening 1-1. Just looking at Mura's continued success at Hawaii, 17 multi-hit games, 12 multi-RBI games. Has a chance to drive in a run here and extend the 2-1 logger lead. The 1-1 delivery fouled straight back by Mura, count now 1-2 strikes. Mura almost hit for the cycle against Holy Cross back on March 4th. Finishing a homer shy of the cycle. 3 for 4, 3 runs driven in. Drove in the game-tying run with a single in the ninth inning and a 10-inning win over San Diego State back on March 24th. Some conference play. Heroics for Mura as the 1-2 breaking ball misses outside. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper Brass is on deck. Case Sanderson to follow. Rafters will bring up 6-7-8 in the home half. Trotter Boston, Walker Buchanan, and Landon Gabbs. The 2-2 delivery from Moore to Mura. Bryson set, 4 on the pitch clock, he rocks and fires. This one tapped foul right off Mura. Talk about Mura's collegiate success, but what has he done here in the Northwoods League this summer? Well, the Honolulu, Hawaii native continues to do well at the dish. 39 games played in entering tonight, and a 3.48 average. 54 hits and 155 at-bats, 2 homers, 27 RBIs, an OPS just over 900. Scored twice and drove in 3 runs, homered yesterday. And the 8-3 victory over the Minot Hot Tots. Another 2-2 here from Moore to the leadoff batter in the lacrosse order. Here's back to second, dancing off there is Sebastian David, the 2-2. Fouled straight back again. Lengthy battle here between Mura and Moore. Lacrosse sending 6 to the plate back in the first inning. Scouts and Rapids driving in a run, 2 hitters in. Mason Onati led off the home half, drawing an 8-pitch walk, and then it was Aiden Teal driving in Onati on a ground out to first base. An error involved there. The starting pitcher for lacrosse, Jed DeCuban, tried picking off Onati at first and had an errant throw that allowed Mason to advance 180 feet as the 2-2 slider on the outside corner is there for a called third strike. Mura not happy with the call, looking back to the home plate umpire, Jeremy Gaskin, but he'll make the walk to the first base dugout to retired here in this inning. Cooper Brass drew a 6-pitch walk when he faced Moore earlier on in the ball game. As mentioned, Brass tearing the cover off the ball this summer here in lacrosse as well. David on second, Kelnick on first. The first delivery from Moore to Brass. Fastball just missing downstairs for ball one. Raptors splitting the home and home with Wausau the last couple of days. Prior to the Woodchucks, it was 4 games in Michigan, 2 at Kalamazoo Sunday, Monday, 2 at Battle Creek Tuesday, Wednesday. They went 500 on the trip, and they split each series, winning the middle 2 games. 1-1 off speed, in there for a called strike, count evens 1-1. Moore looking to work out of the jam and keep this a 1-run ball game. Right-hander comes set. Nobody holding on the runner at second, the 1-1. Breaking ball, catching the front door for a called strike. It's 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 aboard for the second baseman, Cooper Brass. Big delivery coming here from Bryson Moore. He comes set in the leg kick. This one misses outside to even the count. Two balls and two strikes. Moore working in his fifth ball game as a Rafter in his fourth start. Fires the 2-2. He got him swinging. Brass down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Moore to keep lacrosse off the board after they got the first two to reach. 2-1 the score. We head to the home half here at Witter Field. Boston, Buchanan, Gaz, 6-7-8 due up. When we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom two here in Rapids. It is the Loggers 2 and the Rafters 1 on WFHR. Andy Ockham back here in the Winterfield press box. Trotter Boston swinging away at the first pitch from Jed DeCooman, hitting one high in the air to left field. Derek Mitchell, the Logger left fielder, there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Two runs, two hits, and an error for lacrosse. A run on no hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. All three runs in the ballgame coming in the first. Buchanan, the left fielder out of the seventh spot, will step in now to face DeCooman. Walker last night hit sixth and played left for the Rafters out at Athletic Park. First pitch on the outside corner in there for a called strike. Buchanan 0-for-3, drove in the first run of the ballgame in Wausau an evening ago, a sack fly in the second. Brings a .257 average with one homer and 18 RBIs into the game tonight. Swinging away at the 0-1, hit in the air, center field. Matt Mura out in front of the warning track will make the catch. Two up, two down for Jed DeCooman here in the second. Landon Gaz not in the lineup last night for Wisconsin Rapids, serves as the team's DH out of the 8 hole this evening. Gaz, 14 games as a Rafter, is a .256 hitter. 10 hits, 39 at-bats. He went 1-for-2 in the last game he played in here at home against Wausau. Was hit by a pitch twice against the Woodchucks as he swings away at the first pitch, hits it in the air down the first baseline, foul. Gaz's best game as a Rafter came on the road in the Michigan trip. The third game of the trip in the first game at Battle Creek from MCCU Field, the 8-2 Rafter win. Gaz went 2-for-5 with a pair of doubles and two runs scored. Drove in a run as well in that win. A one delivery fouled straight back by Gaz. Count nothing in two on the Moore Park, California native. In the top of the third, lacrosse will bring the 3-4-5 spots to the plate. Case Anderson, Luke Anderson, and Derek Mitchell. Bryson Moore working a scoreless top of the second. First two got on against Moore, but he struck out the final two hitters of the inning to get out of it. The 0-2 to Gaz hits a fly ball in the air down the first base side. That one off the tarp. It'll be Gabe Casso, the catcher, on deck, top of the order to follow for the Rafters. The next 0-2 here from DeCooman to Gaz. This is low and away, count now, a ball and two strikes. Aiden Teal drove in the Rafter run back in the first inning. Wisconsin Rapids looking for their first knock, though. It's the 1-2. Gaz lines one foul down the first base side. Good fight here from Gaz, trying to stay alive and extend this home half of the second inning for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-2. Hit in the air, center field. Mira sends him back again out in front of the warning track to make the catch. Three up, three down for Jed DeCooman. Three fly balls generated from the UC Santa Barbara Gaucho here in the second inning. We're through two frames at Winter Field. 2-1 the score. We'll be back for the third in just a couple of minutes right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. HR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Three, four, five, leading off the top of the third inning from historic Winter Field against Bryson Moore. Loggers 2, Rafters 1. We return to Saturday Night Baseball in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR. First pitch from Moore to Case Sanderson in there for a called strike. Andy Ockham, thanking you as always for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball, whether you're listening on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. A one delivery, foul tip into the glove of Casso from Sanderson, count now 0-2. Sanderson reached on a 4-6 fielder's choice a couple of innings ago and scored the Loggers' second run. Two runs, two hits, and an error for lacrosse, a run on no hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2 to Sanderson misses down in the dirt for ball one. Gabe Casso throwing down the signals tonight for Bryson Moore behind home plate, making his second start as a Rafter. The 1-2 delivery home from the Fairfax, Virginia native. This one hit on the ground over to short. Boston gloves right behind the second base bag. He'll throw to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of Sanderson to begin this third inning. Luke Anderson got the scoring started in this ballgame out of the cleanup spot for La Crosse, an RBI double back in the first. The BYU Cougar, college teammates formerly with Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer now committed to Nicholls State for the upcoming school year. First delivery to the right-handed hitting Anderson, off speed from Moore, missing outside for ball one. One-0 count. Next delivery from Moore. This is outside for ball two. Derek Mitchell on deck. Cannon Sundgren to follow. The 2-0. Fouled away down the first base side off the bat of Anderson. Raptors, a lot of road games still in the next couple of goes at it. Next home game, not until Sunday the 28th, 8 days from now, 1:05, first pitch against Madison. The 2-1 delivery misses low and outside. That is Hornswoggle Day, rescheduled Hornswoggle Day. Was supposed to originally come against the Mallards Saturday Night Baseball, the 22nd of June. That was one of the games in that series that got pushed back a couple of hours, bad weather in the area that day. 3-1 pitch hit in the air, foul territory down the first base side out near the tarp. Grayson Schaefer, the Raptor first baseman, sticking with it and making the catch. Two up, two down for Moore here in the third. Derek Mitchell, the LSU Tiger, into the left-handed batter's box. A sack fly for Mitchell back in the first inning. Raptors will bring 9-1-2 to the plate when we come back for the home half. Gabe Casso, Mason Onati, and Aiden Teal. Moore looking to go three up, three down here in the third. Bryson set out of the windup. The first delivery to Mitchell misses down in the dirt. Last night, Raptors, six innings of one-hit ball from Houston High. No earned runs allowed from the right-hander. Neither run allowed last night by Rafter pitching against Wausau was earned. 1-0 pitch hit in the air, shallow right field. That is Mason Onati calling off Grayson Schaefer to make the catch and retire the side. It is a 1-2-3 top of the third inning for Bryson Moore. We will return for the home half in just a couple of minutes on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do, do play. And laugh. So do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Gabe Casso leading off the bottom of the third inning here from Winter Field. 9-1-2 spots for Wisconsin Rapids against the Logger right-hander Jed DeKooman. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Winter Field press box on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Two runs, two hits, an error for the Loggers. A run on no hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Casso, misses upstairs for ball one. Casso making his third appearance as a Raptor, this being his second start behind the dish. 1-0 pitch missing inside. Casso, one of two rostered catchers for the Raptors, him alongside Cashel Duggar. Duggar, a much-needed day off here tonight. Casso scored a run, went 0-for-3 in his last start against Wausau in the doubleheader on July 11th as the 2-0 pitch fouled back to the screen, count now 2-1. Casso made his team debut as a defensive replacement in that 20-3 loss at Athletic Park against the Woodchucks on Sunday, July 7th. The 2-1 delivery from Jed DeKooman. This is outside for ball three. DeKooman now two innings of work, 2+, entering the third. This will be his 42nd pitch. For Bryson Moore, 50 pitches in three innings for the Virginia right-hander. DeKooman rocks and fires the 3-1. Casso hits this one in the air center field. It'll be Matthew Mura to make the catch. First out, retired here in the third. Five consecutive set down by DeKooman. It's back to the top of the Rafter order with Mason Onati. Onati, an 8-pitch walk drawn in the first. He has scored the lone run for the Rafters so far. All three runs in the ballgame coming in the first. That one for the Rafters and two in the top half for LaCrosse. DeKooman has walked two and struck out two. Bryson Moore has done the same. One of the two runs for Moore are earned. First delivery to Onati, swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. That fun home stretch, though, begins, talked about in the last half inning. No Rafter home games here at Winter Field for 8 days. The 28th of July, that's Sunday afternoon against Madison, the next time we're here at home. So the 0-1 misses inside. But starting at that stretch right there, those are the final 2 weeks of the season. So from July 28th to Saturday, August 10th, the end of the regular season, 13 games and 14 games for the Rafters. 9 of those 13 contests are here at home. So a fourth of the home season schedule coming in that two-week stretch as the 1-1 swung on and missed. Count now a ball and two strikes on Onati. Onati getting his average to above 300 after his two-hit game last night, hitting 305. Playing in a lot of games this summer, was the nine-hole hitter and second baseman all the way back on opening day at Hare Baker Field. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Down in the dirt, dropped third. Up with it is Sundgren. He'll fire to first in time. Two up, two down for Jed DeKooman here in the third. Aiden Thiel, an RBI tonight for the Virginia Cavalier. Three unassisted back in the first inning. Still looking to reach in this ballgame. Would be the 21st consecutive game reached in if he can do so. Some John Party, the walk-up song for Aiden Thiel. Your heart or mine? The first delivery to the left-handed hitting Thiel misses up and in for ball one. 4-18 hitter in 21 games. I keep saying it because it's insane how impactful Thiel has been from the minute he got with this Rafter organization. 1-0 delivery hit in the air, third base side. That one will roll off the netting and on top of the protection of the grandstands down the third baseline. Count now a ball and a strike. Jorge Degatti on deck. Chris Arroyo will follow. When we get to the top of the fourth against Bryson Moore, it'll be 6-7-8. For the Loggers, Cannon Sundgren, Sebastian David, and JT Kelnick. Kyler McIntosh is down in the Rafter bullpen. We'll see if the two-way player gets his third outing on the hill this season for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 delivery misses up and outside. Two balls and a strike, two outs, nobody on the bases. Aiden Thiel looking to spark some offense for the Rafters with two away in the third. The 2-1 delivery pops in the air down the third base side. David giving it a chase. It's going to touch down to the rat trap deck in foul territory. Count now 2-2. Teal drove in a run that made it 2-1 Raptors last night. RBI single with two outs in the top of the fourth at Athletic Park. All over the place in Wausau last night was Teal. 2-2 delivery, bounced in, count now full. Teal was thrown out for the first time last night, though, trying to steal. Had gone 13 for his first 13 attempts in stolen bases, but Walker Buchanan kind of left him out to dry when he was caught stealing in the seventh inning. Didn't give Teal much of a chance. Looked to be a hit and run put on by Kirk Schrider. The full count delivery home from Jet DeCooman. Swing and a miss. Teal down on strikes. A couple of punch-outs for DeCooman. Another 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander here in the third. We are a third of the way home here at Winter Field. 2-1 the score. Bryson Moore back out to the mound to get the 6-7-8 spots in the lacrosse order right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
6-7-8 due up for the Loggers here in the top of the fourth inning from historic Winter Field. Lacrosse 2, Wisconsin Rapids 1. Two hits and an error for the Loggers. No hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Winter Field press box. Thanking you as always for hanging out with us here on a Saturday night at Winter Field. It'll be the catcher, Cannon Sundgren, to lead things off against Bryson Moore. Moore so far, three innings of work, 50 pitches thrown. Those two hits and two runs allowed, only one of them earned for Bryson. He's walked a pair, and he's also struck out two. Sundgren grounded out to Trotter Bossonette short to end the first inning. First pitch from Moore to Sundgren, a fastball missing downstairs for ball one. Lacrosse winning the Great Plains East Division in the first half of the season, entering tonight 6-11 in the second half. They lost their first five second-half ball games, 28-23 overall on the season. 1-0 to Sundgren, rips this one on a line foul down the left field side. Wisconsin Rapids, a game over 500 in second-half play at 9-8. Out of the Great Lakes West, they are 24-26 on the season through 50 games. 1-1 pitch here, Sundgren, a Texas native. Doing the catching tonight for lacrosse. The delivery misses away. Ashton Crocker, our ball boy here tonight at Winter Field, making the jog behind home plate to retrieve that errant toss. Does a fantastic job whenever he's able to make it out to Winter. 2-1 delivery, swung on and missed. High fastball dropping down to a knee. There is Sundgren as the count evens 2-2. Bryson Moore worked a 1-2-3 third inning. Ground out, pop out, pop out. Those two pop outs on the right side of the infield. One to the first baseman, Schaefer. The other to the second baseman, Onati. The 2-2 delivery. This is upstairs for a full count. For Jed DeCooman, the starting right-hander for lacrosse tonight, he's retired seven straight. A couple of three-up, three-down innings for the UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. The 3-2 pitch hit on a line. That's going to touch down in left field for a base hit. Sundgren aboard for the first time in this ballgame. It's a leadoff single for the lacrosse catcher. Sebastian David, the third baseman, drew a four-pitch walk to lead off the second inning. JT Kelnick, and then Elijah Ekes will follow. David's set, ready for his first delivery from Moore. This one misses low and outside. Tomorrow night, 5:05 in lacrosse, Copeland Park. Rafters have won a game there already this season. They'll look to win both in the home of the Loggers. Final game before the All-Star break in Mankato this upcoming week. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. ISG Field, some festivities, some skills challenges Monday night, and then the game itself Tuesday, an off day Wednesday to wrap things up and allow players to travel back and just give everyone else a rest day before the final push in the second half. 1-1 delivery, David fouls it away down the first base side. One ball, two strikes on the Stanford Cardinal. Moore in pursuit of the first out of this fourth inning. Bryson peers in, gets a nod on the signs from Gabe Casso, comes set. The 1-2. In on the hands, popped up. Foul territory, right side, halfway down the first baseline. It's Grayson Schaefer to squeeze it tight for the first out of the inning. Moore potentially a pitch away from getting the rafters out of it. JT Kelnick, who's now 7-69 on this season, an under 100 hitter entering tonight, picked up a knock in the second inning. First pitch swinging off Moore, dropping a bloop knock into left field. Moore going to look to generate more contact off the bat of Kelnick, but hoping to keep it on the ground and let the middle infield go to work. That's Boston at short, Onati at second. That's the middle infield double play duo for the Raptors on opening day. Breaking ball delivery from Moore to begin this battle. Misses for a ball, taking second, and a throwdown from Casso's not in time to catch Sundgren. So double play ball on the ground, wiped out. Count begins 1-0 here on the Waukesha, Wisconsin native JT Kelnick. The 1-0 count, nobody holding on the runner at second. Moore set, out of the stretch, rocks and fires. Missing low and away. Two runs, three hits, an error for lacrosse. A run on no hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Spear is calling time to the home plate umpire, Jeremy Gaskin. He'll make his way out to the mound for a quick conference with the Virginia Cavalier right-hander. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when coming in from out of town to watch the team is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mound meeting adjourned between Gabe Casso, Mike Spears, and Bryson Moore. We're ready to rock and roll here with a 2-0 count on the right fielder for the lacrosse Loggers, JT Kelnick. Rafters a nice win over Wausau last night. They've played the Woodchucks 10 times. That was just their second victory against their rivals. They'll get them two more times this season. Tuesday, Wednesday, home-and-home series, the 30th and 31st of July. That Tuesday night will be at Athletic Park, and the Wednesday night to round out the month is here at Witter Field, and it's Christmas in July here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0 to Kelnick, fouled in and out of the glove of Gabe Casso, count now 2-1. Moore, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball there, still trailing in this count to Kelnick. JT looking to reach for the second time in as many plate appearances in this ballgame. Shaking off Casso, plenty of time on the pitch clock from where he comes set with 12. The next delivery, off-speed misses low and away. Count now 3-2. Kelnick, the beer batter here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. A 60% strikeout rate for JT on the season entering today. Looking to help the Raptor fans out with some discounted root beer floats and alcoholic beverages. This one hit on a line. One hopper to short that eats up Boston off his glove into left field. That allows Sundgren to come in to score. It is 3-1 LaCrosse. Should go down as an error on Boston. Either way, Kelnick aboard in both of his plate appearances tonight. Elijah Ekes. Popped out to first base. Grayson Schaefer back in the second inning. Moore looking for an inning-ending double play ball here. First delivery. Hit in the air, center field. Aiden Teal jogs in, camps underneath to make the catch. Two retired here in the fourth. Back to the top of the logger order for the third time with Matt Mura out of the University of Hawaii. Mura reached on an error to start things off in the first. Later scored. He went down looking against Moore in the second. Mura from the University of Hawaii mentioned in his first couple of at-bats the very nice season he put together playing in all 53 games for the Rainbow Warriors. First pitch swinging, hits it on the ground to second. Onati gloves, flips to second in time. An inning ending for six fielder's choice ends this top of the fourth inning. Another run across here for the Loggers. 3-1 the score. 3-4-5 due up for Wisconsin Rapids when we return here from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversation.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a tip I got from Professor Harold Pollack and Helene Olin, who wrote a practical and easy-to-read financial advice book called The Index Card. I really like this book. This isn't one of the book's big lessons. This is just a quick trick that helped Harold go through his monthly expenses and cut back his spending. Here it is. Look at your bank and credit card statements like somebody stole your card. Somebody else is spending your money. I mean, you can understand why this person needs food and gas, but why are they blowing $15 a month of your money on a mobile hotspot that you're pretty sure they never ever use? Is there anything like that you can cancel or cut back on? Boom! That wild spending, card thief version of you just helped you slim down your spending. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Three, four, five for the Raptors here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Score is the Loggers 3 and Wisconsin Rapids 1. First pitch to Jorge Degatti from the right-hander Jed DeCooman misses down in the dirt for ball 1. Andy Ockham back here in the broadcast booth on WFHR. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday night here with us. 3 runs, 4 hits, an error for LaCrosse, a run on no hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch hit in the air right field, sending Kelnick back, jumping and making the catch. That is a web jam in right field for JT Kelnick. 1 retired here in the home half of the fourth inning. Make that 8 straight, set down by Jed DeCooman, and it'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Arroyo, a 6-pitch walk drawn back in the first in pursuit of his first official at-bat of the ballgame. Righty on lefty battle. DeCooman getting in a good groove here in this road start. First pitch, Arroyo. It's one in the air down the left field line. That'll touch down on the concourse. The 0-1 delivery home from DeCooman. This is upstairs, count evening at a ball and a strike. That was Jed's 56th pitch of the ball game. Two walks and four strikeouts. An unearned run for the right-hander in 3 1/3 innings pitched. The 1-1 to Arroyo. Swing and a miss down to the dirt. Chasing away is Arroyo. Count now a ball and two strikes. Last time a Raptor reach was on that Arroyo walk in the first. Going down 1-2-3 in innings 2 and 3. Three of the four runs in the ballgame coming across in the first. 1-2 pitch, dunked into left center. It's going to touch down for a base hit. Arroyo's reached in both of his times up tonight. It's a one-out single for the Raptor right fielder here in the fourth inning. Grayson Schaefer went down swinging to end the first inning. It's the Nichols State commit and Boise, Idaho natives' final game here at Witter Field. Looking to go out with a bang here in front of this Raptor crowd. You look over, Schaefer to Kirk Schreider, the field manager for the Raptors, down in the dugout, giving out some signals, wondering if Arroyo is going to be put in motion at any point in this battle. Kuman set the first pitch. Swinging away is Schaefer, foul tip into the glove of Sundgren. Count begins, no balls and a strike on the Raptor first baseman. Schaefer getting the nod at first, just like he did on opening day. Hasn't played a lot of first, though, throughout the season. Seeing time at third, plenty of time as the team's DH, and has even worked in the corner outfield spots. The 0-1 misses low and inside. Him and Mason Onati have displayed strong versatility on the season to get their bats in the lineup. Onati, no, he likes to work primarily at short. He has probably been at short just a couple of games this summer. A lot of second and third for Mason. He's even started in left and center field. 1-1 pitch, slow tapper on the ground. Third base side, that gets under the glove of Sebastian David. Everybody is safe. It's going to be an infield single for Grayson Schaefer. How about this? Two straight hits for Wisconsin Rapids after going hitless in the first three frames in this ball game. They're cooking with two on and one away here in the fourth. Trotter Boston, a chance with two ducks aboard. He flew out to left field back in the second inning. It's to see DeCooman again. Boston, four homers this season, all are here at Witter Field. Driven in 21 runs as well. First delivery to the Roswell, New Mexico native, swing and a miss. Buchanan on deck, then it's Gaz. Ten on the pitch clock to DeCooman, dealing with traffic on the bases for the first time tonight. The 0-1. In there for a called strike. Boston knew it too. It is 0-2. Here on the Raptor shortstop. The 0-2. Swinging away, Boston. Hits one foul down the left field line. Raptors, plenty of off days here in the back half of the month of July. They haven't had a day off since July 2nd. They've been going nonstop. Technically a canceled game. Not technically. There was a game canceled, postponed last Saturday here at Witter Field, but they still went through the pregame routine and were here until the time the game would have ended. Next 0-2 fouled away by Boston again. First day without having to show up to Witter for a game or get in that mode. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, three straight off. I know some guys were talking about plans and what they were looking to do during the break. Then they also get Monday the 29th off for the end stretch of the season. The next 0-2 home from DeCooman to Boston. Swinging away, lined foul down the third base side. Good fight here from Trotter in his second plate appearance tonight. Boston out of the sixth spot in the Raptor order tonight, one of four lefties. Arroyo on second, Schaefer on first. Wisconsin Rapids trailing by two in the bottom of the fourth inning. The payoff pitch, this is high. Boston's been consistent for the Rafters all summer. After playing in 48 games this spring at Tabor College, just played in his 40th game with the Rafters two evenings ago here at home in the 6-3 loss to Wausau. Trotter doubled twice in that one. He's now got 10 two-baggers on the season. The 1-2, both runners take off. Boston swinging away. He lines it foul right off the netting, protecting the home plate club. Boston, two of his last three games are multi-hit affairs. Collected two hits and three at-bats off the bench at Kalamazoo on Sunday. Boston bringing a four-game hitting streak to the table. He's collected hits as well. If you want to add in the last seven, six of his last seven games, Boston has knocked one in on the hit category. The next 1-2 from DeKooman to the Tabor College Blue Jay. This is up and away. Boston's worked the count even at two balls and two strikes. Entering tonight, Boston, 145 at-bats on the campaign. His OPS sitting just under 800 at 782. He's slugging .421, getting on base at a .361 clip. Cannon Sundgren will make the way out to the hill. A quick chat with Jed DeKooman prior to this 2-2. Rafter fans this summer and all year round, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Post mound meeting another 2-2 in this battle between LaCrosse's right-hander Jed DeKooman and the Rafters shortstop Trotter Boston. DeKooman set 13 on the pitch clock. It's a Pierre to Arroyo at second. The 2-2 fouled away beyond the third base grandstands. Boston fighting everything off like crazy here in this battle. He's looking to reach for the first time tonight. Arroyo reached on a base hit with one away. Infield single for Grayson Schaefer, the very next batter. Rapids had no hits entering this inning in a run. They've now got two in their last two sent up. Another long stare at second with Arroyo, the next 2-2. This is up and in. Boston has drawn the count full. DeKooman now over 70 pitches. That was his 71st toss. Three balls, two strikes, and out. Here in this bottom of the fourth inning, Loggers 3, Rafters 1. The full count delivery here as Jed DeKooman peers in. Yet to come set with five on the pitch clock. He's going to need to do so quickly. The 3-2, both runners take off. Misses downstairs for ball four. That is a fantastic plate appearance from Trotter Boston, and it loads the bases with one out here in the fourth inning. Walker Buchanan 0-for-1. He flew out to center field, and Matt Mura back in the second inning. Third walk issued by Jed DeKooman. Gives a chance for the seven-hole hitter in Kirk Schreider's order to go get something he likes. Now a mound visit here from Josh Fry. We'll see if a call to the bullpen is in order and if DeKooman will get the hook after 3 1/3 tonight. Normally when the field manager is out, it is time to see him go. Rafters don't do it that way. It is Mike Spears, the pitching coach, in his first season to make every single visit, whether it's just as a conference or to hook the pitcher on the hill. Fry will head back to the dugout. It will be DeKooman to face Walker Buchanan. Want to give a shout-out to Mike's family as well. Some of his members, his wife and his in-laws are here today, and they gave myself and Cullen Kapoor a pretty cool T-shirt. Have it in my hands right now. Maroon, it says, Scrappy Rat Attitude. Shout-out to them for the cool T-shirt. I'll make sure to wear that around the Rapids area here in the final couple of weeks of our season. First delivery to Walker Buchanan. DeKooman set middle of the slab, goes off speed, and it is in there for a called strike. Late strike call from the home plate umpire, Jeremy Gaskin. Walker will start behind the eight ball here in this battle. Landon Gaz on deck, then it's Gabe Casso. The 0-1, fastball in there for a called strike. Shooting the knees. A crisp delivery from DeKooman. It is now 0-2. Boston on first, Schaefer on second, Arroyo on third, one away. Buchanan going to have to go after anything close here on the 0-2. Deep breath from DeKooman. Five on the pitch clock. He rocks and fires. On a line foul down the first base line off the bat of Walker. Just punching that one away and fighting to see another day here in this plate appearance is Buchanan. DeKooman will have to set down the final two hitters in this inning. It'll come from the bottom third and even potentially to the top with Mason Onati waiting further down the line. The next 0-2. This is down to the dirt, and it kicks away from the catcher, Sundgren. Breaking for home is Arroyo. He'll get in without a throw. It is 3-2. Everyone advances 90 feet. Runners on second and third. Chance for Buchanan to potentially drive in the go-ahead run with Boston on second base. Wild pitch from DeKooman in a 1-2 count. Should say that was in the 0-2 count. See what Buchanan gets here, 1-2. The entire lacrosse infield is in. David and EK is on the left side. Brass and Sanderson on the right side. The 1-2. Hit in the air, right center field. That is going to split the gap and touchdown for a hit. Schaefer scores right behind him. Trotter Boston, a go-ahead two-run single with one out here in the fourth inning off the bat of Walker Buchanan. Three runs played it here in the fourth inning. Raptors lead it 4-3. Landon Gaz looking to extend the line here. He's 0-for-1. He flew out to center field as well, back in the second to retire the side. Righty on righty battle. Three hits for the Raptors all here in this inning. First pitch fastball on the outer black, called a strike on Gaz. Whether it's Moore for the top of the fifth or it is the Raptor bullpen, they'll enter with a lead. DeKooman comes set. The nothing in one pitch will have to wait. A pickoff move to give Buchanan a look over at first base. Wasn't sure how far that one was going to go in the right center field gap. Technically got in there, but was well out in front of the warning track. It was well deep enough to score both runs, but Buchanan could not stretch it to a double. Five on the pitch clock to Kuman's 0-1, ripped on a line too short. Should say that's third one hop David to second, one to first in time. That's an inning ending 5-3, 4-3 double play. But the Raptors, how about this? Score three times and have their first lead of the night. 4-3 the score through four innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kyler McIntosh will head out to the mound for the top of the fifth inning when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.